Hey, we been able to spend some little extra time here on the Saints. Certainly, they deserve a lot of attention. So, a really good football team. I think Sean's done a good job. Obviously, through the years, one of the top coaches in the league. I have a ton of respect for him. Offensively, it's really a great team. They do everything well. Good quarterback. Good skill players, good running backs, good receivers, tight ends, offensive line. Have a lot of explosive weapons with a great scheme. That's why they lead the league in offense every year, third down. They make a lot of big plays. They're hard to stop. Defensively, they had a lot of new players. Half the group's new starters, all new linebackers, a lot of speed at the positions. Faster athletic team, probably than what they had last year. They do a good amount of pressure, so we're going to have to stand up to the blitzes, the pressures that they run. Take care of the ball. They pursue very well. Got a lot of guys that can run, chase the ball hard, play hard. Dennis does a good job with them. Fundamentals are good. They're a good technique team. And kicking game, obviously, two big legs there. Lots Morstead. Morstead's about as good a punter as this league's ever seen. Tremendous, tremendous player. Accurate, long, good plus 50. And does everything well. And good returners. All three guys, very dangerous. Big physical unit on special teams. Look like they've really improved that from last year. So, good football team playing at home. We'll have to have a really good performance on Sunday. That's what we're working toward.
You really mentioned a lot of big plays for their offense. How has Michael Thomas contributed to that ability for them to be explosive?
He's a tough receiver. Big, strong, strong hands, tough. Hard to tackle. Very physical receiver. Probably as physical as any receiver we'll see.
Is that a quality that that a lot of their pass catchers have? It seems like they have a lot of big receivers. I asked Matt Patricia about this yesterday. But are they a pretty physical unit? It just seems like they have a lot of size across the board with their pass catchers.
Yeah, it's a big group. Yeah. I mean, he's by far the most physical. Coleman's 230 pounds. He's a big target. He's almost like a tight end. Fleener's, good receiver, a tight end. But I wouldn't put James in that category.
Bill, the revamped linebacker position was a bright spot for New Orleans on Monday. What do you see when you watch film of A.J. Klein and Alex Anzalone?
Well, Klein's, really the leader on their defense. He handles the signal calling communications. Plays Sam in their base, but Mike in the nickel, which I play a lot of nickel, so he's in there a lot. Good tackler, aggressive, smart, instinctive player, plays fast. The other guys, Anzalone, Teo, however it goes, Robertson, again, fast, athletic guys, all playing the kicking game, all good space players.
What does Breeze do with the pace that puts stress on the defense, the pace of offense?
He makes good decisions, quick decisions. Gets the ball out quickly, sees things in a hurry, and doesn't give the defense time to recover.
Do they do a lot of hurry up?
No. They sub so many people in there, they just change people on every play.
Saints claimed Austin Carr off waivers for you guys. Is he a player that you had an idea might be a risk to waive him and try to keep him on the team?
Well, anybody you put on waivers, can be claimed by somebody else. So you put him on waivers, there's a chance you can lose him. So the rest of it's out of your control.
What did you see from Austin this summer?
I think we talked about him. He had a good camp.
their offense, the explosive was a word we heard when you were talking about them. Do you notice any difference at that explosive level going to a higher point and then playing at home compared to the road? Like that environment there for them, maybe bring them to a higher level?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably easier with the cadence and things like that. I mean, like, they play well everywhere, but come up here and played well down there, so. Yeah, but it's probably a little bit easier for them to get their substitutions and get in and out of the huddle and, you know, maybe just a little bit quicker, but, I mean, it's fast anyway.
Bill, when you have four or five talented running backs on the team, what's the balance like between getting those guys on the field, giving the defense different looks, as opposed to allowing one or two of them to establish a rhythm by playing a high number of snaps?
Yeah, well, in the end, you try to do as best for your team. I think that's what every coach does. So that's what we try to do. Sure, that's what other coaches that have depth at a position try to do. Try to do what's best for the football team.
Do you think rhythm is an important thing for a back?
I think gaining yards is important for any offense, so. If you're gaining yards, you're going to be in rhythm. If you're not gaining yards, and you know, I don't know where the rhythm comes from. I mean, I don't know, you tell me. Five carries for 10 yards, I mean, it's that rhythm. I don't know. Two for 16, I don't know, is that rhythm? I don't know. Look, our job is to move the ball and score points, and that's what we're here for. So, like, we're not here to have rhythm. We're here to score points.
From what you've observed in your time with Tom Brady, I wondered, is there any difference in his approach after a loss? Is he any more diligent after a loss?
Tom's pretty consistent.
Could he ride on himself, harder on himself after a loss?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. I don't know.
Coach, we ran into Ty Lott, a high school football game on Friday night. He didn't think after Thursday this would be much fun to practice this week for the guys. Will this week be a zero fun serve situation for the players?
Try to get ready for New Orleans, go down there and play our best game on Sunday. That's what our job is this week.
The way they rotate in their personnel and offense and all the groupings. Usually you guys match up based on personnel. Is there any thought to just maybe that can stress, obviously, the communication with the coaches in terms of identifying who's coming in and who's coming out? Is there any thought as to sometimes limiting that matchup at times and just saying, let's go with what we have and play what we have? Or is that not really, meaning personnel-wise, like don't try to match as much? Like stick with one grouping, or is that not really a part of the thought process when you're going up against a team like this?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can do that, and then you have to deal with the matchups.
Does a big nickel type setup maybe help you be more able to match up, and not necessarily that you'll play that all the time, but does that, do you like that package because it gives you flexibility maybe to be better equipped to handle those matchups?
Yeah, again, it depends on what they're in, and based on the matchup, that can affect your call. So, you know, if you don't feel like you have enough matchups in man coverage, then it's hard to call man coverage. If you don't think you have enough size against bigger groups on the line of scrimmage, then kind of force you to put a lot of guys on the line of scrimmage. Yeah, I mean, whichever way you go, there's, you know, pluses and minuses, and depends on what you feel like you can do well and what you feel like is best for your team, you know, against that particular opponent. So one week it could feel like it's a good thing, then next week you feel like, you know, you'd rather do it the other way.
Bill, the Saints have a rookie at left tackle in Ryan Ramczyk. What did you see from him in that first game?
You know, he's an athletic kid. You know, he missed a couple games in preseason, so I'm sure he'll get better with every game. You know, but he's got good skills. His best football is in front of him. I'm sure that felt like that when they drafted him. And I'm sure he'll get better every game. You know, it's a limited college experience and limited training camp, preseason games. So I'm sure every snap he takes is going to be an advancement for him. But you know, he's long, he's athletic, he's got good skills for the position.
You notice any change in their approach with the it seems like with their running backs, they were very dedicated to running the ball against Minnesota. Is that a difference in their approach, or do you feel like they've sort of always had that?
Yeah, I think they've always been pretty balanced. I mean, Sean does a good job of forcing the defense to defend everything. So inside runs, outside runs, short passes, deep passes, big people, little people. You know, he pretty much, you know, gives a pretty broad spectrum of things you have to get ready for and defend defensively. And you're going to see him, too. It's not like, well, they did it one game, you know, a bunch of games ago. That's something you can kind of count on seeing every week, some version of that. You know, anywhere from 25 to 30 different personnel groupings, depending on, I mean, obviously those groupings could be the same grouping, but change the back or change a receiver or change a tight end. Well, it really, it's the same grouping, but it's a little bit different depending on which guy it is that's in there, what skill player it is that's in there. So when you look at the whole composite of it, you're looking at, you know, I don't know, like I said, they call it 25 groupings a game. It's a lot.
The Saints have some youth in their secondary, but I was wondering what you've seen from their safeties, Kenny Vaccaro and Von Bell.
Well, I think Vaccaro's, you know, one of the better players in the league, does everything well, strong, tough, good tackler, good blitzer, physical player, reads the quarterback well, he's smart, disguises well. You know, Williams has really taken over free safety, good range, good ball skills. I mean, it's good. Good player back there. He definitely helps their defense. You know, Bell's a little bit of both. But, you know, Bell and Williams definitely fall into the younger, faster, more athletic, you know, guys on the field. I mean, they're both high draft picks, and they both play a lot in their defense. Give them good speed and athleticism, range back there, tackling. So both good, all good players.
Makes Alvin Kamara so tough to defend. Alvin Kamara, makes him
so tough. You know, he's got a good skill set. Handles the ball well, kick returns, passing game, catches well. You know, he's fast. He's got good strength. He's not a huge guy, but you know, he's got good playing strength inside. He's got good balance. He's hard to tackle. He's quick, and you know, you can get the ball to him a lot of different ways. So kick returns, passes, runs, toss plays outside, inside runs. So he has a lot of options when he's in there.
Bill, would you have a question? You know, talk about some of the matchups earlier. Is that a player you would ever treat almost like a receiver because of his ability in the passing game, or is that playing strength you just mentioned, is that such that you really can't?
Yeah, well, I think that's where they try to get you, you know. If you treat him as a receiver, then they'll run it. If you treat him as a runner, then they'll, you know, try to match him up on guys that have trouble covering him. So that's, you know, he's kind of a mismatch player. That's, you know, like Sproles, like Bush, like those guys that they've had, you know, Cadet last year. That's an element to Sean's offense that a player like that has, and they try to mismatch him. And so, yeah. You know, however you treat him, they'll try to give him a different role and get him a different matchup. So, okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.